Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. Today on the show, we have Shantae Grant. She helps women live lives with intention through her company, Best Today. Shantae equips women with resources to be both proactive and intentional with their time. Shantae begins with time because it is the container that holds our days and our lives. She has a Best Today guide, which is a 14-week undated guide that helps women plan their days with intention through her signature process, the Right Now Routine, which is what we're talking about today, how to create realistic routines that last.
Yeah, I'm super excited to break down this conversation today as someone who Abby shares her journey of going through the program and it deeply already impacting her lives and the examples and how she's used it. I share about how I got the program and have avoided going through it because of my misconceptions about routine and what it might mean for me and my day. And Shantae really does a really amazing job kind of breaking down those avoidant reasons and those hesitations and how routines can still work for creatives, for neurodivergence, for people who don't want a lot of structure in their day, and how honestly it can really start super, super tiny and small. I know you guys are going to get a lot of good ideas today from this episode. Stick to the very end. Shantae gives you some other resources that you guys can dive into to learn more about creating a routine that's perfect for you.
Hey, Shantae, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, or hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
I appreciate the y'all. Oh, do it. Bring it in. Bring it, girl. It's great to have you back. I feel like it's been forever since we've chatted, but I know you've got a lot of things cooking over on your side of town that is just making people so productive, feeling so like empowered and like they finally got their shit together, and I am here to talk about it. I love me some routines and have some pretty strict ones in my life, and I would say you're a pretty big influence as to how some of them originated. So I'm excited to dive in today, but I'd love to know how you even got into this like very specific niche. Like, were you frazzled? Were you not a routine person, and now you are, and here you're here to save the day, or what's up?
I think yes and no to that. So I think when I go back and look at before ever thinking about being a business owner or anything, and I look at what my friends naturally always leaned on me for, it was, okay, I have a lot coming up. What's the best way to organize my schedule? What's the best way to, here's what I have to get done. Here's the time I have to do it. I remember driving to Atlanta and helping a friend get her office organized and her schedule for work when we graduated from law school. And she was like, okay, I have a big girl schedule now. Like, how are we going to get this done? Like, naturally, I love looking at time like a puzzle. And a part of that is incorporating routine. So in that sense, I feel like it's something that I've naturally done and just thought nothing of it. But then when I think about when I first left the practice of law and started doing business on my own, and I still had these long days because, you know, we had our school system set up so that I had long hours for work. And now I was just focusing on something I loved, that I would just let it consume everything. And I thought that was okay because, hey, I'm doing something I love now. But it shouldn't be 24/7, 365, which is what it was. And I thought that was okay when you loved what you were doing. And it took hearing myself constantly refer to myself as busy, busy, busy to realize like, this actually isn't probably the best use of my time. And so I had to tap back into that, like, let's be intentional about this. I love what I do, but that doesn't mean I need to do it all day, every day, just because things could be done. And that's when I started pulling back and really looking at, okay, what am I doing? How am I doing it? Am I really focusing on what's most important? Are we doing too many things? The answer was yes. Are we selling too many things? The answer was yes. And that's when I started pulling back and thinking about, okay, and also my life. What about that thing called my life? You know, and really that's when routine came back into my life, so to speak. And I realized the power of it and how it works for all of us, but it just looks differently for all of us because all of us are different, have different desires and different lives.
Yeah, for sure. I know when, so I actually took your program. I don't know if you remember that, but I did.
I do remember.
It was pretty near the beginning of when you launched Right Now Routine. I was like, okay, people keep saying this is the shit, so maybe I need to do it myself. And what I really like about your approach to routine is you're creating habits. And habits become the foundation of how this can become successful for people. At least that's the way I see it, because you have to create consistency for it to become a routine, because otherwise that doesn't always translate. I'm curious though, when you are maybe someone that struggles either creating a new habit or like making a habit that you're going to stick to, how do you approach this maybe a little bit differently?
So the first thing I always say is I have to change your mind before I can change your behavior. And I think that's true with anything, right? Someone can say, do 1, 2, and 3, do the hokey pokey, but you're not going to do the hokey pokey for forever consistently just because someone told you the steps. I have to help you understand why you want to do the hokey pokey. So the first thing I always say is start with understanding why I'm talking so much about routine. You know, routine frees space in your brain. For people who are creative, you don't even know how creative you are until you start incorporating routine in your life and you have space now to think. I always say there's creative genius in all of us in some form or fashion. And a lot of the reasons we can't tap into it is because our brain every day is too busy making other decisions. Like, okay, what time am I going to get up? What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to do that? Will I do this first? Will I do the second? When will I check my emails? Like if you can free your mind, routines can free your mind of all those basic decisions, especially things we have to decide on a constant basis, whether it's once a month, once a year, once a quarter, once a day. You can remove your brain from thinking about that. Now your brain's like, I've been trying to tell you this thing back here, but you couldn't hear me because you were thinking about all the other stuff. So now that we have some time, have you ever thought about, I don't know, making some earrings? You know, Emily, you know, it's like, and then you're like, oh, well, let me just see what I can do with that, you know? So the first thing is understanding that it frees space in your brain. It makes time your ally. Routine help you to solve problems. You know, tell me some of the things you complain about around your home, and I'm going to tell you there's a routine for that. You know, your mail is piling up, your dishes are always piling up, you keep stepping on the same Lego. Like, routines can solve a lot of the problems that we have, a lot of the common complaints that we have. They put boundaries around things to protect what matters most, whether you're protecting something by creating a routine to do the thing you want to do, or creating a routine to do the thing you have to do so you can have time to do the thing you want to do. So if you really understand how valuable routine is, if I can get you to think differently about routine and understand that it's not about being rigid, it's not every day at 6:03 you eat the same cracker. Like, it's not rigid and it's flexible. And guess what? You're in control of it. So one day you can say, I'm not going to do it today. You know, when it's really nice outside and we know at 5 o'clock that starts our dinner routine here, we're still walking to 5:30 because it's really nice. And when we get in, we'll resume that routine, right? Routine doesn't rule you. You control routine. Routine works for you. You don't work for it. So the first thing is really understanding what routine is not. It's not something rigid. It's not something that rules you. It works for you. It aids your life to help you do the things you want to do. If I can get you to first understand that, then maybe you'll listen to me and then give it a try. So the first step is just to really help people to think differently about routine, because if I can't get you to think differently about it and not look at it like, you know, a car crash, that tense face, until I can get you to open your arms, even if they're a little hesitant, it's not going to help change your behavior. So that's actually the first place I start, is helping people to really understand first and foremost why routine actually matters to you.
Well, that's the zone that I'm still in. So I also bought your program and then didn't go through it because I don't like being told what to do, even if I'm telling myself what to do. It's my rebel tendency and my personality, like the literal rebel personality. Literally, even if I'm the one saying the thing and I know I will benefit from the thing, I'm be like, no, I'm not doing that today or ever. So I literally haven't even cracked open the program that I bought from. I want to, a big part of me really wants to. But what's also funny is that the number one question I get asked from our students, my maker students, everyone is, how do I get so much stuff done? And so it's really interesting to me of, I still feel like I want and could definitely benefit from a routine and definitely changing my headspace around it. I don't feel like I have one, but I'm still uber productive, which is interesting. So I guess what would be your words of wisdom to people who like, don't like being told what to do, feel like their system is good enough, but like also deep down could probably benefit from this immensely?
Yes, such a great question. A lot of people by nature, myself included, you know, I could probably live life without a whole bunch of structure and routine and be okay, because naturally, which I think is also true for you, Emily, naturally, I know I keep my work to myself. I know this has to be done. It will get done. And I know I want to have space to do this thing, and I will do this thing. However, as someone who knows that, I can tell you it's, however, quote unquote, productive someone might think they are, or I'm getting the things that matter done. It's almost like someone saying, I'm getting by on living off $1,000 a week. So why would I want $10,000 a week? Well, you just do, because it's going to be better. Like, it gives you more options, right? And so that's what routine does. It gives you more options. It gives you some freedom. And I always say, if you try out routine and you don't like having this extra freedom and you don't like that it works for you, you could always go and throw it back out the window. But also another thing you talked about, which is also true, is some people like, I know I should do this thing, but I don't want to do it because someone told me to do it, even though I'm the someone. That is so common. So common. So here's what I always remind people. One, like I said, you have the freedom to say, you know what? Not today. This routine is, if I feel this, then I'll do that. As opposed to, I have to do this on Thursdays at 7, right? It can be more set on your mood. It can be more set on what needs to get done. Routines are as unique and as individualized as we are. So you can set them up where it builds in that flexibility to account for your mood, to account for, you know, well, I actually already hit that goal. So this routine is only in place if I hadn't hit the goal yet, that kind of thing. And a lot of times, I think it's almost like someone who's walking around with like some kind of something wrong, and you find out something's wrong, or you realize you need glasses and you realize you can see better. A lot of people say, I thought what I was doing was like productive and thriving, but then I realized there's another level. And now there's even more space for the stuff I haven't, you know, because are there still things you say, I just don't have time to do that? There's probably a routine that can create space for that. Or are you saying, man, I wish I would stop forgetting about this thing? Well, there's a routine
there's
that can
help you.
There's
definitely things I'm forgetting, yeah, for sure. But it, what's also interesting too, and I talk about this with Abby, is like, I'm the laziest, hardest working person you'll ever meet.
Lazy genius.
I almost don't want more free time in my day because I will just waste it. And so I'm wondering if the routine will help me even structure the free time, which sounds silly and backwards. But I'm at the point now where I do have a lot of free time. There are definitely zones where like work is busy right now here at Boss Project, but there, if I have too much free time, I'm way lazy and like not wanting to get the stuff done that I say that I want to do. And then I'm like mad at myself for it. So
I define routine as, it's just a flow of events, or flow of actions rather, that help you to be proactive and intentional with your time. And so I actually had someone who her routine was a routine of rest. She was a business owner, and she was raised by two entrepreneurs. And so she was her whole life is like, you are work. We work. And that's what we do. We work, we take a quick nap at night, and we work more. And so she wanted to break of that cycle. So the routine we created for her was a routine of rest and creating space. And so that's another thing. Routine isn't about always things to do. I always say it's about who you want to be. You know, do you want to be a person who incorporates rest? Maybe you need to build a routine about that. And the thing that about having so much free time, because routines are proactive, you can say, okay, I've been saying that I've been wanting to read this book, or I've been wanting to do this thing. So I'm going to say, the next time I have 2 hours of a block, this is how I'm going to use it. And so I've already made a plan so that when I get to that block of time, I'm not like, well, I'll just sit here and do nothing. No, you've already told yourself, this is the thing that I'm going to do in that time. The things I forgot about that I said I wanted to do. So write those things down that you're like, I've been saying I want to read books more. I want to go for a walk. I wanted to whatever. Write those things down and you can be proactive about now when you have the space to actually do those things. So a lot of times you forget like, oh, there were some things I wanted to do. Oops, I've already watched all of Netflix now. Gotta get ready for dinner, right? And there's nothing wrong if your routine is, I'm going to carve out this time every day to watch Netflix. You know, there is no, if that's the thing that matters to you, build your routine around that.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I think for me, I know when I initially went through the program, I had a specific plan because I had some real messed up. I still have to work on it. I have a problem with revenge sleep. And so like, I don't, if you guys are familiar with revenge sleep, basically you avoid sleep because of all the other things associated with sleep. And so I had to develop a sleep routine because if I wasn't getting enough sleep, it was ruining my whole day. And there was a big part of your program that woke me up that, you know, everyone talks about having this like miracle morning and like, oh, it's going to be so perfect if I just like sit on the porch with a cup of coffee. I'm not saying don't do that. Like do you, okay? But for me, I realized to have a good morning, I had to go to sleep and have a good night. And so the specific habit I worked around built, and I'm still not great at it, guys. Like I still have times where I slip back into old ways, but I still have a timer set that reminds me to start my bedtime routine. I still have my phone go on do not disturb every night at 10:30. I've really gotten clear on what notifications can be received and when. I've removed certain things from my phone. I like all sorts of things to set up a better transition into that time period. And then the other aspect that I know I focused on that I do think Emily could benefit from as someone who prefers to have most of their time not planned is I've thought about what routines can I make to take the stressors out of my life and marriage so that I do have the time and space where I want it. And for us, for a long time, the stressor was the inevitable, no one's making dinner. We stare at each other. Who's making dinner? What are we having for dinner? I don't even know what's in the fridge. You go to the grocery store every week and you spend way too much money. And there still somehow is nothing that can be formed into a meal. And so for me, a pivotal change I made in my life was meal planning, buying groceries based on the actual meal plan, but not having the structure that I had to only have tacos on Tuesday. Like we can have them any night of the week. I pay someone to come to my house every week and chop all my vegetables so that I will make the food that I said I was going to make. She also makes all my lunches because prior to that, it was either cheese crackers and salami or I was driving to McDonald's every day for lunch. So like I took as much of the stress around food in my home away. So not only I could take better care of myself and my family, but there was no argument. You just look at the list. There's four options. What do you want to make for dinner tonight? Oh, we happen to have everything. And you don't have to chop literally thing. Like you just go to the kitchen and in 15 minutes, something happens.
I could change
my life.
Give a whole dissertation off of just what you said. You have basically proven so much of what I teach, like there, I don't even know where to begin. There were so many things. The first part about is routine affects our health. And it's like, people are like, well, how can a routine really like, really, when you really start getting down to like being intentional about your time, it's going to help you with your health, whether it's your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health. Another thing you said when it comes to like meal planning, it saves you money. For me, I don't even go to the grocery store. I go in my app. So I'm not enticed by, oh, I hadn't seen these before. Let me try this. When I meal plan every Friday for Saturday through Thursday, because Fridays we're having Chipotle, right? And it's very simple. What do we already have? What can I build around that? What are the missing pieces? And then is there anything else that's needed? I'm only going to order that. I have them delivered the next morning because I know it's going to be fresh produce if they go shop in the morning, and we don't have to think about food for the entire week until I do it again in 15 minutes on Friday. When I tell you how much time that saves me, how much money that saves us, the kitchen is neater, the pantry isn't rolling over with stuff. I'm like, oh, well, we already had it 3 boxes of this. I bought another box. There's none of that. And routine did that. It saved me time, mental energy. It saves from arguments. We eat the same thing. I know what everybody likes. It's like making that decision one time for the whole week has saved us so much. And so, like I said earlier, routines help you to solve problems. And that's what you realize. And another thing you talked about, which I teach in Right Now Routine, is about getting to the root of the problem. A lot of people come and say, oh, my mornings are awful. I definitely need a morning routine. I'm like, 99% of the time, people who have hard mornings, it's not a morning routine that you need first. Why are you having such a morning that's all over the place? Because did you pick out your clothes? If you have children, are they on the same page? Do they know what time we're leaving? Do they know what time this is happening? Do you already have things ready out for breakfast? Do you know what you're going to have breakfast? Do we have breakfast food? Like all these decisions that you can make the night before, like you said, are you going to bed on time? Before you go to bed, have you made a plan for the next day? So when you get up, it's almost like you're just following the rules that you've already set out for yourself, the roadmap you've set out for yourself. All of those things that happen before are really the root of the problem. And until you address the root, it's always going to keep growing. You can clip the weeds off as much as you want, but until you yank it up. So that's one of the things I talk about, is really understanding the cause of a lot of the problems that people have. Even like you said, we keep arguing about this thing. Well, is that really the issue? Or you just need a system in place that says, this is going to handle this. So I don't think you're doing it. You don't think I'm doing it. We now know the system is doing it. And y'all
literally
know about systems.
So much better. I kid you not. If you eliminate the actual issue, then you don't argue about the thing that's not an issue.
All the stuff, the collateral stuff.
Yeah. And so it sounds basic, but what it is in your household could be different. It could be the getting the kids out the door in the morning to school. Like,
we eliminated
what about that
dinner argument by ordering Postmates every night.
So why is it that we have to order Postmates every night? Is it because we either have food I don't want to cook? Is it because we don't have any food? Like, then let's get to that and fix that thing. Unless for you, you're like, and we love ordering Postmates every night. Well, unless that's you, then.
We do. Because what happened is pre-COVID, I cooked for us for 13 years. And I was the cooker of all of the meals. And then COVID happened. And I was like, you know what? I actually don't like cooking. And I'm over it. And I'm not doing it anymore. And neither one of us like cooking. So now it just doesn't happen. So we order out all the time. So what we need is someone to cook our meals, basically.
And that's a thing. And that's something you can incorporate, or say, we're going to have someone come in and batch our meals for us, or batch enough that the only thing I have to do is make some rice or make some veggies, which takes 2 minutes until we can teach P how to do it.
Whoa, why is she up here? She makes spaghetti. That's what she knows how to make. That's it.
You're off. That's a good start.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The Moisture Rich Balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling Moisture Rich Balm, the Moisture Rich Body Balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about focus, ADHD, getting distracted, our day getting away, quote unquote, away from us. I know that you've worked with so many people that have brought up those issues being an impact in their routine and in their productivity. What are your, why is the routine still beneficial and how can it be kind of tweaked for people like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think part of the problem is a lot of people still think routines have to look like the person on Instagram, like you alluded to, Abby, with like the miracle morning. Like, if I don't go for a mile jog and have a yoga class and sit and drink tea with the perfect cup and tag that company, then I didn't have a morning routine. And it's like, no, that's not the case at all. As I always say, routine are as unique and as individualized as all of us. You know, it's what you need for you in that moment. And so sometimes your morning routines, there are some people like me who my morning routine looks about the same all the time, but there are also some people who realize mine is on a mood based on or what I need. You know, in this day, I feel like I need this. And so this is the routine when I need that. Or in this case, this is what I need. And so the first thing is helping people to understand that you get to design your taco, as a sense. I teach you how to build what I call a taco. You get to build that based on your needs and what where you are. And then I give you the steps that are so simple so that it's not a case of, okay, routines are hard because I have to remember the routine and then I have to remember to do the routine. Like, how can we just make it a part of your life, right? Just as easily as it is for you to know that I'm going to brush my teeth when I wake up or, you know, so that's what how I teach it. I try to build it in where it literally just becomes a part of your life, not another task on your to-do list. Because I think that's another thing people think about routine. It's like, it's another thing I have to remember to do. And it's like, well, if that's the case, it's not actually going to help you. It will become a part of who you are. It becomes, like Abby said, like you're still doing this. You still remember it. And yes, there'll be times when you don't. There's some evenings where the evening routine gets knocked off and I teach this stuff. That happens. You just pick it back up the next day. Also, there's no shame in, oh, I didn't do it one day. Well, did you make that decision not to do it? Great, because you're the boss of routine, not routine being the boss of you. And I think how that's helped so many people who write to us and say that they have ADHD is it's because it's something that doesn't feel like another thing to do and has to be done to perfection or another thing that has to look a certain way. I think people just need that permission to know you get to design it. And if it doesn't have to look the way people are telling you their morning routines are, because there's more than just the dude who has like no responsibilities morning routine, because that's not most of the people in my audience. Right.
So, exactly.
Yeah, Emily, I'm just saying, I know you're avoiding, but like for real though. But see, and I think maybe that's the problem is I think so many people, when they think about starting something like this, they go towards the thing that like they think they're supposed to do or like sounds sexy or like is the most talked about, blah, blah, blah. But I found the more like mundane, the like better it sticks, like the more like laundry reliably always happens on Monday. And like, you know, it's little things, but because there's something that has led to that, it's easier to like actually stick around. It doesn't have to be this like, I don't know. I just feel like so many people make it this big song and dance that it doesn't have to be.
And you can start with one small step. You don't have to start with the grand morning routine. Maybe it's just, I'm going to make sure I'm going to wake up at the same time. And the first thing I'm going to do is this one thing. I'm going to do that for 2 weeks. I'm going to do that for 30 days. I'm going to wake up at the same time and do this one thing when I wake up. And that you just do that consistently for 30 days. Just build that muscle. Because for some people, they really do have to build this muscle. And so don't be afraid to start small. So here's why I'm going to tell you, when people start or won't start, when they start and it doesn't stick, or when they won't start, it's based a lot of times in fear. Fear of, I'm going to get it wrong. Well, okay, let's just say that you're going to get it wrong. First of all, who gets to decide if it was done wrong is you. But second of all, what else in life have we tried? What, like, you don't go up to a one-year-old and be like, ha, you fail. Ha, you'll never walk. No, we're like, he failed. That means he tried to take a step. So first of all, get over the fear of, I'm going to try it and it's not going to be the exact routine I thought I needed. Okay, life is a cycle of try it, get some data, review the data, try something based on the data and repeat. Like, that is life until we die. Like, that is what we're all doing, right? Especially those of us who are in business. So that's routine. So get over that fear. And it's also the fear of, what am I giving up if I try this? Like, am I going to be giving up some autonomy if I... And it's like, no, remember, you create, it's almost like creating this genie who's coming in to help you do things in your own life. You're not losing autonomy, you're sharing it so that you can have more space for whatever it is you want. And then a lot of times people don't let your routine outweigh your level of commitment. Some people are like, yeah, I'm going to have this routine where I'm going to get ready and train for this marathon, but I just also don't want to have to do anything. It's like, okay, your level of commitment may not match that routine. So let's find a routine that matches your current level of commitment and build that muscle. Like, if we can do those things, and also don't try to start 17 routines at once. I always say start one at a time. And don't start a second one until you've built that one with at least 30 days of consistency. Because what happens is then you take on too many. And then when they all start falling apart, you're like, oh yeah, routine didn't work for me. No, you just didn't do it. You just didn't do it. It wasn't routine's fault. It was your fault. Start small.
Yeah.
With, like you said, the mundane, something just simple. Like, I'm going to get up and put my tennis shoes on. I'm not going to work out. I'm just going to get up every day and put my tennis shoes on. And then after 30 days, I may be like, well, I got my shoes on. Maybe I'll go for a walk, but I'm just gonna walk for 5 minutes. I'm gonna get up, put my shoes on, and walk for 5 minutes for a whole month. Then I'm gonna get up, walk for 5 minutes, I'm gonna stretch for the next 30 days. That's building routines. I think another thing is we underestimate, everyone wants to be the hare, but if you remember the story, the turtle won, right? Because the turtle knew that if I just take consistent small steps, I'm going to finish this race. And the hare is like, I'm just going to go super fast. And then I'm going to be like, man, I'm so tired because I went so fast. Let me take a break. And while you're taking that break, that person who's taking those small, consistent steps is like piecing you out as they pass you by. So please always be the turtle. The turtle wins the race every time.
I think one of the key things you said is that often it's the first step that's the most critical, especially when it's...
And the hardest.
You know, I think it depends on what it's for sometimes, because sometimes this is something you really, really want to do. And so it's not as easy to like jumpstart. But other times it's the things you've been avoiding and you're trying to create structure around the things you're avoiding. And so the like first step is the most critical. But once you start, then you're like, well, now I'm in it. So it's
you
fine.
Build momentum. Like, I got it. Yeah. You build so much momentum and confidence because you're like, oh, hold on, that thing is actually working. And then I'm starting to want to do this thing. I just had someone post in the membership, like, she's like, I hate doing dishes, but I kind of now like doing dishes. But I hate doing dishes, but I actually kind of, you know, so it's kind of like, I still acknowledge my, I despise this, but because the way I've set it up in my routine, like, I don't hate it like I used to hate it, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be like, oh, now I love insert laundry. I don't love it, but the way I have it set up in my routine now where I do 15 minutes tops Monday through Friday and no more hours on the weekend, I love that. And so it's like, don't think it means you have to start loving the thing you don't like, but at least you put it into your life in a way where at least it's like, but I like the way I have incorporated it in my life now than how it used to be.
Yeah. It can even be like the spreading out of a task that you used to do all at once. Like you said, like
that was laundry.
Spreading it out. For us, it's dishes. Like if you just get it in the dishwasher, we might run more loads of dishes throughout the week than we used to. But like, because it's already in the dishwasher, we're going to finish it. We're going to put them away. We're going to start this process over again. Versus if you had met me in college, you thought like I knew nothing about washing anything, clothes, dishes, I was a very disgusting
No, I well, saw this routine. I saw this TikTok the other day that reminded me when we were just talking about how you're probably going to fail and it's okay because it's your own system that you're setting up. I saw this TikTok that resonated with me so much because it said, I don't have to be perfect at everything I do. I don't have to be perfect at everything. I just have to be perfect at everything I try the first time. And I was like, yes,
that's my daughter.
That's exactly how I feel about it. I don't need to know everything. I don't want to know everything. I just want to know everything that I try.
Right. I just want to get everything that I care about and that I do perfect the first time. Yeah, that's my daughter to a T. Like, it is like the first time, she's like, I can't play chess. I'm horrible at chess. And I was like, when did you start playing chess? Oh, today.
Today, yeah.
I think chess takes some time, my friend.
Yeah.
No?
Penny's phrase right now when she like gets told no or like messes up something, like she couldn't draw a mushroom. She wanted to draw a mushroom the other day. She couldn't figure it out. She was in the back seat. We're driving in the car. So I can only help you so much on how to describe a mushroom to you right now. So she got so mad at herself. She threw the crown and she goes, I will never, ever be able to draw a mushroom again. I'm like, really?
Yes, that is my child. That,
sorry.
Same here. Right. It's so like, hard. If it's not like, it's like the first time is the indication of how I will do everything. And it has to be exactly right because that's the kind of person I am. And I'm like, but that's not life. But how do you explain that to an 8-year-old? I'm still trying. If anyone knows, find me.
Well, I think that's a hard, like, it's almost something you have to practice or be forced to practice, because I know so many people that could have been amazing at sports or playing piano or insert anything that takes time to learn. And there was some point in their life where like they just weren't taught the skill of practicing, but like routines is practice. Like it's a muscle like anything else. You may try to lift a weight and you struggle thus to lift it up. But right. Like once you keep working it out, now you're exactly. Like, it's easy. I don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah. And before you can lift 50, just try lifting the 5 over and over again. And it's like, I thought about an episode of The Cosby Show where I think one of the daughters wanted to take singing practice and she wanted to learn how to like do all this doop 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 doop. And the first class was just like, do, do, do. And like, no one wants to just sing do. Not even Ray Mi Fa. Like, no one wants to just sing do. But look, y'all, the do, Ray Mi Fa, all of that, it comes from mastering the do first. Like, it's like you have to do that simple, mundane thing before I became a runner. I had to learn how to like just run for a minute and then 2 minutes. Like, the sexy is, ooh, I ran a marathon. But it's like, man, but first you had to run a minute. It's like little things. Glorify that if you have to, because I think we just glorify that end result. And a lot of times people are like, well, if I can't start on the mountaintop, then there's no way I'm going to climb. And I'm like, well, good luck with life. Like, that's how it works.
Well, and I wonder how you can translate it, because there's most people I know, they will do it in certain areas of their life, in other areas they just like completely think they're an idiot. And that's like, no, like you clearly practiced this thing over here for years and like now it's become your career or it's become a skill that you know you're great at. But for whatever reason, this other area is just something you've convinced yourself you will never have any mastery in. And it's just like, why? Why do we do that to ourselves? I know for me, I did that to myself with exercise and with, you know, I am not an athlete. Like, I am not a, which is so dumb because my entire childhood, all I did was sports, like literally every season, sometimes multiple teams at the same time. And yet somehow convinced myself as an adult, no, you're not an athlete. Girl, you practiced your entire childhood to be an athlete. You may not be a good, like, the winner of the race, but who cares? You know how to move your body. Keep moving your body. Like, I just don't know why we rewrite these stories for ourselves. That's, I find it so frustrating.
Yeah, we have to, I think being introspective, I always tell people, like, my customer has to be introspective. If you're not willing to like actually look at you and pull some of that apart, you're not going to have the success that you want to have. And that's where that comes in, where we're like, you know what? Like you said, I was this all my life, or you know what? I've overcome this thing. That's what I love about running, is I did that because it was something I told myself I couldn't do for so long. And in overcoming that, now I'm like, there's nothing I can undo any lie I've told myself, and definitely any lie someone else has told me, because I've done it in that. I can bring it into these other places. So I just have to acknowledge where I'm the one who's sitting and willing to believe a lie. But that takes being honest with yourself and calling yourself out. And I'm happy to call people out. So most people have like a love-hate relationship because I'm going to be like, I'll call you out. But that's what we need in order to address that thing and then do something about it.
I think the interesting thing is like this simple skill you're teaching translates to anything. And if you really want to get deep with it, like you could talk about, well, what are the things about the way you were raised that like you really want to change? Like I lived in a messy household like my whole life. It was always a mess. And one of the things I wanted as an adult was to live in a magazine. And I kind of like, I didn't say that specifically, but trust me, the way I watched HGTV, I was dreaming of a house that was always clean. And now I live in a house that's always clean, but like, how did I get there? I know there's something about yourself that you like want to rewrite and you're afraid, like you're not willing yet to like move into the mindset that that's even possible for yourself. And you have to be able to do that first before you can build some of these patterns.
Yeah, you always have to change behavior comes only after a changed mind. And it doesn't have to be fully convinced and fully know all the things, but you have to be willing to, like, I can't think of any behavior you will consistently keep up that you didn't first have to like get to your mind first.
Yeah. I think that this part of the conversation is maybe the most helpful for me because I'm sitting here thinking about the things that I've wanted to change that I didn't even realize I set out to actively change. Like my mom was always, always late picking me up from school. It was so embarrassing. I was the last kid there. We were late to everything. It was just deeply embarrassing, late shame. So I am the person that like 30 minutes early is on time. And I will be there and I will sit and I will wait until, you know, it's appropriate for me to go into the space, but I'm always early. Our family's always early. I married someone who likes to be really early. Penny is early now because of that. And I did that by making the changes in my behavior. So I wasn't the late person and I wasn't distracted and I wasn't whatever caused her to always be late. And so we're doing it already with probably 10,000 things in our lives that we haven't realized yet.
Oh, yeah. You've made things behaviors. You've made habits. You've made, you don't maybe call them routines,
right,
but
right.
I guarantee you there's things you do every day or every week or every month or every season that like, it's as simple as your husband puts down grass seed in a certain time of year. Okay, well, that doesn't seem like much of a routine, but lawn care is a seasonal thing that changes based on what's going on in the world. Like you do these things innately. It takes another level of skill to do them with intention.
Yeah,
I think that's maybe what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Because most people do have routines and some healthy, some not. But really, again, it's just the flow of actions that happen almost, well, we want to say intentionally, but there are routines people have that are unintentional. There are patterns and habits. Think about that. Even when someone feels a certain way, they do certain things. Every time I feel this way, I go buy this. Or every time I feel this way, I go eat this. That's a pattern that you're building, and that one might be unintentional. But yeah, we all have routines. The goal is we want to create intentional, healthy routines that aid us. That's what I'm talking about for sure.
I love that. Well, let's head into talk strategy to me, and I would love to have you kind of recap and encourage our listeners who are ready to dive in and open up their minds to be ready to take action. What are 3 to 5 things that they can be asking themselves, thinking about, unlearning, whatever it might be to get this process started?
Excellent question. I think the first thing is ask yourself, what are my beliefs about routine right now? Because we need to understand like what you're thinking, particularly if there are some things that are untrue. And then the second question I would ask is, how can I invite routine into my life? Just think through the ways that where I usually mean is, what are those things you find yourself consistently complaining about? What are the areas in your life that you're like, this is really important, but I keep forgetting about it, or it keeps getting overlooked, or once I fill out my schedule, it just doesn't have a place, but it should have a place. I want this to have a place. Look at those areas. I call those like our POI, the pain, the overlooked, and the important. Where are those places where a routine may be able to come in and be a balm in those areas? Or if you're someone who's like, I just need to start small, where is somewhere that you can start small and simply? Like, just identify the areas that you think routine can come in and help you, and also understand what routine really is. And routine, again, my definition of it is just a flow of action. So things to do, it can be one thing, three things you do, but what those things do is they help you to be proactive, which means you've thought about it before it happens, and intentional. So you're doing it on purpose with your time, which is what I teach just overall, because if we can be proactive and intentional with our time, we can then develop an intentional life that we actually get where we want to go on purpose and not end up somewhere and say like, how did this happen? Where did the time go? So I would start with those, like really thinking about routine, getting clear on what your feelings are about it and what's been blocking you from really implementing them into your life.
Love that. Well, where can people keep hanging out and learning from you online, and how can they go snag their own copy of the Right Now Routine?
Yeah. If you want to learn how to create the taco, like I mentioned, that system I have for creating a realistic routine that works for your life, you can go to rightnowroutine.com. And we also have a lot of information about routine. If you just go to besttodayguide.com, you'll see our podcast. I did a whole series in the month of May 2021 on routine. And so it's breaking. And we also have YouTube videos on routine. What is routine? Advantages of routine. Just so much information. If the place where you're like, I don't believe you yet, that's okay. You don't have to believe me yet, but you can go and get information to help you really understand what it is. And then when you're ready, or maybe before, you can go to rightnowroutine.com and I'll teach you exactly how to create that routine using the taco method.
Well, I want to give one more plug for the course, because it is one of the most simple, like you can go through it in 45 minutes, an hour. And then within that, you're going to get 1,000 ideas of where you could start. But like she said, starting with the one routine and then committing to it for 30 days, it was really revolutionary for me. And I know it's basic, but sometimes you just need someone to coach you through the most basic things. So I'm excited to see what you guys work on, where you spend your time, because like I said, most of my day is not structured. It's just these very minimal pockets that make a huge difference in the rest of my day. But I'm excited to hear about them. So when you start making those routines, tag us over on Instagram, tag Shantae Grant, tag Boss Project. We want to hear about how it's changing your life, and we look forward to seeing what you master next.
Thanks for being here, Shantae.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.